Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day. We bless the name of the Lord for making it possible for us to see today. We thank God for his mercy. We thank God for his grace. We thank God for his hand of power. We thank God because of this mercy over our lives. Sincerely, beloved, I want to appreciate the Lord for using this broadcast to do a lot of things in the life of people. We thank God for a lot of testimony forwarded to us. We give God the glory for what the Lord has been doing. We thank the Lord because the Lord will do more. We appreciate him for his mercy. We appreciate him for his love. We appreciate him for his grace. Wherever you are, begin to bless the name of the Lord. Just worship him. Just adore him. Just give him glory. Say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I adore you. Lord, I lift you high. You are worthy of all praise. You are worthy to be adored. You are worthy to be magnified. There is no one like you. There is no one that we can compare with you. You are incomparable. You are incomprehensible. You are the Almighty God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you adoration. Blessed be to your name. Blessed be to your name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I appreciate the Lord for making it possible for you to see another new brand day, the 25th day of the month of January, year 2022. Bless his name and magnify him. Bless his name and worship him. Bless his name and adore him. Bless his name and lift him high. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. If you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prophetic and Prayer Program. High Voltage Prophetic and Prayer Program. In this program, we pray some prayers that are very deep. We pray strange prayers. We pray deep prayers. We pray prayer that we call primitive prayer. We pray prayer that we call deliverance prayers. We pray prayer that we call fire for fire prayer. We pray prayer that is called all dread prayers. We pray prayer that goes down to the root of the foundation of problem and uproot that foundation. We pray prayer that are not so common. If you are a new student in the spiritual school of warfare, some of the prayer may be strange, but nevertheless, pray those prayers, because inside those prayers is the power to break the yoke that has been contending with your life. I pray that God will help you as we begin to pray today. The hand of the Lord will be released upon your life and your testimony in your life in Jesus' name. Beloved, we really thank God for what God has been doing, and we know that he's going to do more. And I'm trusting the Lord that the power of God will move mightily upon your life today in the name of Jesus Christ. We are sincerely sorry for yesterday. There was a delay in delivery of this message, and we are sincerely sorry because of one thing or the other, but we thank God we've rectified that, and we know that God will help us more in Jesus' name. Please begin to bless the name of the Lord. Appreciate him and bless his name. Appreciate him and worship his name. Appreciate him and give him glory. Appreciate him and magnify his name. La grapo zakata kande rebo sonto ibaraba pumbraka tarasika teriyama krobo sentere kada. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. He's able, abundantly able, to deliver and to save. My God is able, abundantly able, to deliver and to set us free. He is able, he is able, abundantly able, to deliver and to save. My God is able, abundantly able, to deliver and to set us free. La boca galik in boca galek santa yakata. Aha, beloved, just get ready, because the Lord is going to move mightily in the midst of people today. And I'm believing God for a new dimension of his power. Beloved, today, I want you to pray this prayer with aggression. Pray this prayer with power. All the prayers we are going to pray now, I want you to take your time to pray them. I want you to, even after this broadcast, take the prayers one by one, spend quality times on each of the prayers, and you will definitely have results. The first prayer, I want you to pray wherever you are. You will shout loud and clear. Say, every investment of household wickedness in my life. That prayer should be prayed with aggression. I'm trusting the Lord. If somebody can pray this prayer very well, within the next 7 days, we are going to call us for testimony. Every investment of household wickedness in my life, die in the name of Jesus. Every investment of household wickedness in my life, die in the name of Jesus. Every investment of household wickedness in my life, die in the name of Jesus. Every investment of household wickedness in my life, die in the name of Jesus. Every investment of household wickedness in my life, ah, in the name of Jesus. Every investment of household wickedness in my life, ah, in the name of Jesus. Every investment of household wickedness in my life, ah, 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 in Jesus' name we pray. It's a very deep prayer. Investment of household wickedness, an evil transaction of household wickedness in the life of people, an evil plantation of household wickedness in the life of people. There are dangerous things that the household wickedness has programmed into the life of people. Many have received their plantation when they are very little, but now they have grown up and the investment has grown to become a very strange bondage. You need to pray very well now. I want you to pray. Say, the sources of wickedness in my life, the sources of wickedness in my life, ah, in the name of Jesus. The sources of wickedness in my life, ah, in the name of Jesus. The sources of wickedness in my life, ah, in the name of Jesus. The sources of wickedness in my life, ah, in the name of Jesus. The sources of wickedness in my life, ah, reporter, in the name of Jesus. The sources of wickedness in my life, ah, in the name of Jesus. The sources of wickedness in my life, ah, in Jesus mighty name we pray. These are very deep prayers. I can see things happening now. Every one of us pray this prayer. Say, blood of Jesus, deliver me from the hand of household wickedness in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from the hand of household wickedness in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from the hand of household wickedness in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from the hand of household wickedness in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from the hand of household wickedness in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from the hand of household wickedness in Jesus' name we pray. Say, envious siblings working to destroy my glory, be disgraced by fire. Envious siblings working to destroy my glory, be disgraced by fire. Envious siblings working to destroy my glory, be disgraced by fire. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, every calabash controlling my glory, break in the name of Jesus. Every calabash controlling my glory, break in the name of Jesus. Every calabash controlling my glory, break in the name of Jesus. Every calabash controlling my glory, break in Jesus' name. Say, family oracle demanding for my life, ah, in the name of Jesus. Family oracle demanding for my life, ah, in the name of Jesus. Family oracle demanding for my life, ah, in the name of Jesus. Family oracle demanding for my life, ah, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, inherited bondage, break in the name of Jesus. Inherited bondage, break in the name of Jesus. Inherited bondage, break in Jesus' name we pray. Today I'll be talking on praying to know the secret of your battle. Praying to know the secret of your battle. There are different battles in the life of people. Many of us are facing with something we cannot explain to people. Beloved, when you listen to what many people are passing through, you will cringe in wonders. Because a lot are passing through some mysterious thing that they could not explain to people. Strange thing that they could not explain, because it looked very well, very strange. They are even looking at it that, are there some other people passing through the same? But the whole thing is this: there is no problem that anybody is passing through that somebody has not passed through before. It may be strange to you because you have never heard about it. Many of them are not strange to us because we hear a lot of situations and problems every day. Beloved, one thing I want you to know, that it is very clear. Every battle has a secret. Every battle has a secret. Every battle came into somebody's life one way or the other. And every battle also can disappear from the life of somebody when you knock it down from the root of the secret. Therefore, what do we do? We just need to pray some prayers that will reveal the secret to us. We need to just connect to God who understands the secret. We need to connect to God who has the secret in his hand. Beloved, the Bible said, it is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings to search out the matter. That is Proverbs chapter 25, verse 2. And the Bible says, God himself revealed the secret to his servant, the prophet. He revealed the secret to those who fear him also. The Bible says, the secret thing belong unto the Lord. Deuteronomy 29:29. And those who things who are revealed to, they are revealed to us so that we can put our understanding and our learning to things that we need to know. We need to know one thing for sure. The Bible says, the secret thing all belong unto the Lord. The Bible says, whatever is in deep secret is known by the Lord, and the Lord can reveal those things to us. What you need to do as a child of God, what you need to do as somebody that wants a total deliverance to what is passing through, is to seek for the secret. Beloved, you don't need to go around. You don't need to be jumping up and down. You just need to go to the Lord in prayers. There are prayers that reveal secret. There are prayers that will expose secret. There are prayers that will show you what is going on in your root. There are prayers you can pray, and the foundation of the bondage you are passing through will be revealed. There are prayers that can take you back to your root. There are prayers that can show you what went wrong 100 years ago. There are prayers that can reveal to you the strong man that is holding you. When those kind of prayers, if they are prayed, then things begin to change. Listen, 99% of the problem of people are deeply rooted in their root. 99% of the battle of people, they are in the evil foundation. They are in the evil that has been done into their life. But I know one thing, that as we begin to pray, the Lord God will show you the secret thing that you need to know. Let me tell you, like I said, prayer has capacity to bring back to you what the enemy has kept secret from you. Prayer has capacity to reveal to you what nobody has told you. Prayer has capacity to also reveal to you even what your mother, your father has been hiding away from you. Prayer has capacity to show you the video of what went wrong when you were in the womb. Prayer has capacity to show you the video of what went wrong with your placenta. Prayer has capacity to show you the video of what went wrong with the first water that was used to bathe you. Prayer has capacity to show you the secret of what went wrong with the first hair that was cut from your hair. From your head. You need to know that is why prayer must be prayed with full bombardment. It is high time for men and women of God. It is high time for children of God to rise up in prayer. It is high time for us to stay long at the altar of prayer. It is high time for us to pray some primitive deep prayers. It is high time for us to pray deep rooted prayer. It is high time for us to get away from the shallow kind of prayer. It is high time for us to go into the deep. The Bible says, deep calleth unto a deep. It is high time for us to pray those prayers. Those are the kind of prayers I'm going to reveal to you now. Those are the kind of prayers we are going to pray. Beloved, if you pray all these prayers I'm going to give to you, if you don't see deep secret, if you don't see what had been going on, if you don't see the solution to that problem, it means that you have not taken time to pray. Because this kind of prayer, they are not prayer you rush. Each of them, you may need to spend 20, 30 minutes on each of them. You pray them until something happens. When you begin to pray, God open your eyes. God show you revelation. God show you vision of what has been going on. Beloved, you can't continue in this one. This is 2022. Years going by. You are not getting younger. You are getting older every day. Look at yourself. Look around yourself. It is high time for us to stay at the cross. It is high time for us to go to Bethel and cry hard unto the Lord that God, something must happen. And I believe God, as we begin to pray, may God himself show you revelation of what has been happening in the name of Jesus Christ. Begin to talk to the Lord. Say, Father, I confess my sin before you. I am here. I confess the sin of my father. I confess the idolatry practiced by my father. I confess all the sins of my ancestor. Come into my life, Lord. Save my soul. It is high time. I need your touch, second touch of your power, to come into the realm of power, because the Bible says the whole world is waiting for the manifestation of the children of God. They must see the glory of God in my life. Begin to talk to the Lord. Maka prokoti le kofia. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Wherever you are, I just want you to begin to tell the Lord to have mercy upon you. Say, Lord, have mercy upon me. Oh Lord, show me mercy. Reveal your mercy upon my life. Let mercy come upon my life. Let mercy go to my root. Have mercy on my background, Lord. Show me mercy, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Get ready, because there are prayers we are going to pray. I'm going to give you a few of them now, because I want you to take time to pray them. These are not prayers you rush. These are not prayers you glance at. These are not prayers you just put them together. No, these are prayers. You take each of them, spend time and pray them. Listen to me, this kind of prayers, you cannot get them within 5 minutes. No, when I give you one prayer, it is for you to go back and take time, about 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes on that prayer. Hammer it, hit it, bombard it, and things begin to happen. Bible says, right from the days of the John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent men take it by force. Violent women take it by force. Violent children of God take it by force. Violence is needed, and in violence, you cannot be so gentle. You must be aggressive. You must be very tough in violence. And I know that God is going to help us today in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to pray on some items. If you have your mantle with you, bring it out. Mantle can be an handkerchief, can be a cloth. Bring it out. I'm going to pray on that mantle. I'm going to pray on that thing. And the power of God will fall upon you. You lay it upon yourself and begin to see something happen. You begin to receive the power of God. If I pray on that mantle now, just take the mantle, put it under your pillow or put it on your bed. God begin to do work wonders. They are a point of contact into your household. Also, I'm going to pray on the bottle of water. If you have a bottle of water there, or you have a bottle of oil, I'm going to pray on them, and they will become an instrument of power, instrument of healing, instrument of deliverance, instrument for signs and wonders. You are going to have testimony. Raise your mantle up, raise your water, raise your oil. Leku prahala in the kubrake the genzo prokosity yakaya in bragala gembroko visim piamu kangara katala lambrako le kengrubo som piamu kambraba sidikete e piamu kumbrabo le kuvrikatos kapaya le kruba nukosata. Lord, I sanctify this mantle with power. Lekopa, I kuluskopia. I command this mantle to carry power, carry fire, carry anointing. Carry the power of Holy Ghost. Become fire. Become the mantle of fire, mantle of deliverance, mantle for signs and wonders. I enclose the mantle in the hands of your children with power in the name of Jesus Christ. Let my voice move fire. Enclose that mantle and it become the mantle of deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you are, just put that mantle on your head. Put it on your head. Something is about to happen. Put it on your head. Hold your water, hold your oil. Father, let this oil and this water carry your power. Let this oil and this water carry your fire. Let this oil and this water mix with the blood of Jesus. Let it have a mighty power rushing like a mighty wind into that oil and water. In Jesus' name we pray. While you keep your mantle on your head, I want you to pray this prayer. Say, every yoke in my life that is affecting my destiny negatively, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Every yoke in my life that is affecting my life negatively, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Every yoke in my life that is affecting my life negatively, break and release me. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Take the water or the oil and drink a little from it. We're about to pray now. These are deep prayers. These are prayers to know the secret, and I want you to pray them very well. Take your time, pray this prayer, and things begin to happen. Make golo bushiti kati. Adike de kete kuprakoto le bushinti karaka. Are you ready now? Now get your rest ready and pray this prayer loud and clear. Say, every root, every evil root, bringing problems into my life. In the name of Jesus, every evil root bringing problems into my life. In the name of Jesus, every evil root bringing problems into my life. In Jesus' name, we pray. If that oil is in your hand or the water, put a little on your eye. There, we are going to see some things now. You pray this prayer loud and clear. Say, oh God, my Father, show me whether I am operating under a bondage or under a curse. In the name of Jesus, oh God, my Father, show me whether I'm operating under a bondage or under a curse. In the name of Jesus, oh God, my Father, show me whether I'm operating under a bondage or under a curse. In the name of Jesus, oh God, my Father, show me whether I'm operating under a bondage or under a curse. In the name of Jesus, oh God, my Father, show me whether I'm operating under a bondage or under a curse. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Now pray this second prayer with power. Say, every strong man hiding in my foundation be exposed and be disgraced. disgrace in the name of Jesus. Every strong man hiding in my foundation be exposed and be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Every strong man hiding in my foundation be exposed and be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Every strong man hiding in my foundation be exposed and be disgraced. Be exposed and be disgraced. Be exposed and be disgraced. Be exposed and be disgraced in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, my Father, show me the evil transaction in my foundation in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me the evil transaction in my foundation in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me the evil transaction in my foundation in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me the evil transaction in my foundation in Jesus' name. Please still keep your mantle on your head. Aha. Things are happening now. Take the oil and anoint your chest and say this prayer loud and clear. Say, the evil that has been done against my life when I was in the womb be exposed and die in the name of Jesus. The evil that has been done against my life when I was in the womb be exposed and die in the name of Jesus. The evil that has been done against my life when I was in the womb be exposed and die. Be exposed and die. Be exposed and die in Jesus' name. Pray. Take a little water or a little oil, anyone you have. Touch your navel, your belly button, and pray this prayer very well, aggressively, shouting with power. Say, every secret I need to know about my ancestors that is affecting my life now be revealed by fire. In the name of Jesus, every secret I need to know about my ancestors that is affecting my life now be revealed to me by fire. In the name of Jesus, every secret I need to know about my ancestors that is affecting my life now be revealed to me by fire. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, I break myself loose from the bondage operating in my family. In the name of Jesus, I break myself loose from the bondage operating in my family. In the name of Jesus, I break myself loose from the bondage operating in my family. In the name of Jesus, I break myself loose from the bondage operating in my family. In the name of Jesus, I break myself loose from the bondage operating in my family. In Jesus' name we pray. This next prayer should be prayed very, very well. Say, oh God, my Father, release me from foundational battle in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, release me from foundational battle in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, release me from foundational battle in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, release me from foundational battle in Jesus' name. We pray. Anoint your hand. Father, I prophesy that these hands shall be blessed. Your hand shall carry blessing. Your hand shall increase in blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. If you have your prayer request there, can you just raise it up? Father, we thank you for this prayer request. We pray that the power of God will fall upon this prayer request. The power of Holy Ghost will descend upon this prayer request. Heaven shall endorse this prayer request. There will be testimony in Jesus' name. As many people who, one way or the other, they are going for interview this week, I decree that the Almighty God will go with you and there will be testimony. You are coming back with testimony in your mouth in Jesus' name. I pray for as many people who have been crying seriously under the torture of spirit husband. Right now, I command that spirit husband to let you go. The covenant between you and the spirit husband, I break it off and I command you to be delivered. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody who is here now, you have been looking for the fruit of the womb for the past 12 years and it has been very difficult. Let me tell you, within the next 1 month, the power of God will fall upon you like a rocket. And the yoke of childlessness shall be broken. And you are going to have your child this year. I pray for as many people who have been expecting God to intervene in their situation. I pray that the power of God will intervene right now. And the hand of the Lord shall be released upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. You have a project. I pray that God will lay hand upon that project and the power of God will make that project fruitful in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We bless your name. We give you glory. Are there some items you want to sell and people are not coming? Lord, I pray that let the yoke on that item, let the embargo upon that item be broken by fire and let the blood of Jesus flow there. Anything buried in the ground that is working against that item, that is working against that property, be broken, be destroyed. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father. Lord, we appreciate you. Blessed be to your name. I pray that God will continue to move mightily in our life, do greater things in our life in the name of Jesus Christ. You have testimony? Share with us. You have one or two things? Share with us. Just send it to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close 7 Avenue, Festac Town. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you in Jesus' name. Enjoy this week and the Lord bless you more. In Jesus' name we pray.